This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri voters could get a say on several big issues this fall, including measures to replace the state income tax, hike the tobacco tax, raise the minimum wage, and restrict payday loans. Supporters have been gathering petition signatures to qualify each initiative for the November ballot, but with the deadline to turn in those signatures just 1 month away, all the measures remain tied up in court. Litigation is a prime example of how Missouri's initiative process has evolved in recent years. A total of 143 initiatives were submitted to the Secretary of State's office for the 2012 elections, up from 2004. And the Secretary of State's office says 50 lawsuits have been filed against this year's initiatives. There were just 4 lawsuits in 2006. The City of Columbia opened a household hazardous waste facility on Saturday. KBIA's Jonathan Seppo explains how and why Columbia residents can use the facility.
April means spring cleaning for many Columbia residents. To the City of Columbia, that means lots of hazardous waste. Columbia has opened a household hazardous waste facility every year since 1992. Nicholas Paul, the solid waste collection superintendent for the City of Columbia, explains why.
A lot of time with the spring coming, everybody wants to do a big spring cleanup, so we like to open in early April, and then November they do the fall cleanup, so we would try to get both cleanups done.
The facility is open from 8 to noon every first and third Saturday between April and November. Jill Stedham, the Public Information Officer for Public Works in Columbia, explains what can be disposed of at the facility.
We take everything from batteries to cell phones to household chemicals to paint, any type of unwanted chemicals or hazardous products we will accept.
Paul says all containers containing hazardous waste should be in boxes or sealed before arriving at the facility. For a complete list of hazardous products, visit the City of Columbia's website. Jonathan Seppo, KBIA News.
Joplin residents are getting an extra layer of security in storms thanks to their approval last week of a $62 million school bond issue. In addition to rebuilding 6 schools that were destroyed by a May 22nd tornado that killed 161 people, the bond issue money will help pay for 20 to 25 community storm shelters. Superintendent C.J. Huff says safe rooms were identified as part of the district's long-range plan before the tornado, but after the storm, school officials wanted to go beyond protecting students and staff. The new shelters envisioned in the plan would have room for the district's more than 7,100 students and staff, in addition to space for more than 20,000 others. The shelters would also serve school functions, including uses as gyms and classrooms. After months of brutal flooding along the Missouri River, farmers are making their final push to repair their land, and construction crews are rushing to fix levees as the spring planting season gets underway. The Missouri River rose to record levels last year after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began releasing massive amounts of water from upstream reservoirs that had been inundated with melting snow and heavy rains. The onslaught lasted for more than 100 days, busting levees, carving gorges as deep as 50 feet, and dumping tree limbs and other debris on farmers' fields. So much sand was left behind that some farmland resembles a desert, complete with sandstorms that have been filling in drainage ditches and leaving irrigation systems partially buried. Workers are starting improvements at the Missouri Capitol and a nearby building that houses the state Supreme Court and the Attorney General's office. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the projects include repairs to some exterior steps at the state Capitol. The Supreme Court is to get a new heating and air conditioning system, plus repairs to its cornice. In all, the projects are expected to cost more than $1.5 million. The Capitol steps are on the west side of the building, and visitors see them when arriving by the highways to the north and east of Jefferson City. Senator Mike Kehoe, a Republican from Jefferson City, says crumbling steps give a poor impression. Columbia Public Schools are $7.5 million richer after voters approved a 40-cent tax levy in last Tuesday's election. Danny Kennedy shows us how the school system plans to use the extra cash.
The 40-cent tax levy will help local public schools maintain current programs and staffing. Michelle Baumstark is the Director of Community Relations for Columbia Public Schools. She says the $7.5 million of extra revenue is just enough to keep them operating at their current level.
It doesn't provide us with a lot of additional money to be able to do, you know, really extravagant things or anything like that. It really just maintains the level of services that we've been able to provide and allows us to address a few of the class size issues that we've been facing.
Baumstark says enrollment numbers are up while school resources are down, resulting in overcrowded classrooms. It's an issue, she says, which is a good and bad thing. Over the last 4 years, the Columbia Public School System has reduced their budget by up to $20 million and cut nearly 250 staff positions. But thanks to the new tax levy, the Columbia Public Schools will propose their final budget in June, and Baumstark says to expect changes as early as August. Danny Kennedy, KBIA News.
The MU School of Medicine announced a plan Friday to establish Springfield's first medical school and clinical campus. The plan would increase school capacity and add Missouri jobs. KBIA's Emily Hauger reports.
The MU School of Medicine currently receives more than 1,500 applicants each year, but can only accept 96 due to its limited space and resources. MU, along with two hospitals, Cox Health and Mercy Health, proposed a plan that would add more facilities on the MU campus and a satellite campus in Springfield so the school can accept more students. The addition of a Springfield campus would also attract more students from southern Missouri. Mercy Health Representative Michelle Schaefer says it's important to keep future doctors from leaving the state.
So we really feel there are a lot of kids in this area that want to be able to come here and get their training and then would stay here to raise a family and be around family, that sort of thing.
The plan would also add an estimated $390 million to the state's economy and add 3,500 new jobs. Emily Hauger, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.